Today is coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I guess my organist stepped out for a minute.
Yeah.
I done put my print on his organ.
Oh my God, we're going to have to cut his paper.
I done cut his cord. I'm sorry.
Today, we would like to take a look at the book of Acts.
Amen.
The fourth chapter and the 13th verse. Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John.
They were bold. They were bold.
And perceived that they were uneducated and untrained.
They judging. They judging.
They marveled.
Uh-huh.
And they realized that they had been with Jesus.
They had been with Jesus.
With Jesus.
For a few minutes this morning, I would like to talk from the topic.
Where
have you been? They have been with Jesus.
Yeah,
been,
that's what the Bible says.
But where have you been?
Where have you been? Give a report.
People who travel love letting people know where they have been.
Yes, they do, Ray.
They collect souvenirs to prove they have been where they said they were going.
Well.
They come back with keychains.
Uh-huh.
Shot glasses. And coffee cups.
Yeah, they will, Reverend.
They've been there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Done that.
Uh-huh.
And got the t-shirt.
And got the t-shirt and brought it back.
Here in the text, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees saw the boldness of Peter and John.
Sadducees.
Boldness.
Well,
it's not an arrogance.
No, Reverend.
It's not cocky.
Well.
But it's something you get after you've been with Jesus.
With Jesus. That's about
You are not fearful because you know, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes, sir.
I will fear no evil.
Yeah.
Because he is with me.
Yeah.
You're bold because you can be courageous and daring because you know every step of a righteous man is ordered by God.
Come on, Reverend.
It goes on to say the priests and them perceived that Peter and John were uneducated and untrained. It got me to thinking that they were looking for a certain look.
Yes, they were, Reverend.
A robe.
Huh?
A collar.
Yeah, they were looking for all
a three-piece suit.
Huh?
A cross around the neck.
Had to be dressed
up. A big Bible.
Yeah.
A church bumper sticker. However, that doesn't show where you've been in the economy of God. T-shirts don't indicate you have been with him.
Yeah.
You've been with him when you let your light shine. You've been with him when you know you're free.
I'm free, Reverend.
You've been with him when you can put all your trust in him.
Yes, sir.
You've been with him when you learn how to love your neighbor.
You've been with him, Reverend.
Have anybody here been with him this morning?
Been with him, Lord.
And if you have, I'm sure you can answer this question.
Come on now.
Ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I know he's all right.
Show my bow, you are, Reverend.
I know he's all right.
Express yourself, Reverend.
Yes, sir. I know he's all right. Yeah.
They've been with Jesus.
Where you been?
Yeah.
Where you been? They've been with
you. Yeah. I don't look at your looks no more.
No.
I don't care about your robe and your collar and your suit and your hat.
Oh, that's nice.
That's fine.
That's entertaining.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's entertaining.
But have you been with him?
Right.
The boldness,
Reverend.
They had boldness.
Peter
like that,
John.
Reverend. Yeah, I like
they
had
that. Boldness.
Yeah,
boldness.
I like that. Like an expression.
Thank you, Reverend.
They've been with the Lord.
Thank you, Reverend.
You preach that, Reverend.
Reverend,
they have been with Jesus.
Every night.
Now, I'm going to tell you why Martin Lawrence and